Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. So glad to have you on the show today. Today, we're going to talk about the greatest success stopper known to man. Doubt. That's it. Doubt. Uncertainty. Have you ever made a decision that you look back and wish that you had actually, you didn't make a decision? You look back and you go, wow, I wish I'd made that decision. You know, maybe you wanted to buy a stock, you know, or maybe crypto, or maybe you wanted to date somebody that, you know, you had doubt and uncertainty going on in your life. Or maybe you wanted to share something with your children and you doubted yourself. Or maybe you didn't get that job promotion because you doubted yourself. You had doubt going on. You know, doubt happens for many, many reasons. Sometimes it's an old habit that you've developed, right? You doubt yourself consistently. Maybe there's a lack of self-esteem or self-control, okay, that causes this doubt to show up. Maybe it's a place where you just don't have enough information. Maybe there's a place where you have past experiences, you've done something, now you're going to doubt yourself whether you want to move forward. Maybe there's, you don't have all the information, it's conflicting information. So now you don't know it, you know, in the case of the stock market, is the stock market going up or is it going down, right? Well, gee, I don't know, you know, maybe you don't need more information to know that so you can make your choice. Sometimes with doubt, we get in this place where we try to make everything perfect, right? You know, so you're trying to make the right decision at the right time and everything will be perfect. You know, this show is called Voices of Courage for a reason, okay? Because sometimes you have to step into courage, right? Now, when does courage show up? It only shows up when you walk into the unknown. When you make a decision that you don't know the outcome, okay? That's when courage shows up. What is courage? Courage is an energy. It's a power. It's a feeling within inside of us, right? I bet you can measure it on, you know, they put you on all the little detectors for your mental brainwave activity. They understand when you step into courage, things light up. You get strong. Well, you can't step into courage when you're in doubt. And so today, I have a very special guest on my show. We're going to take a deep dive into this subject of doubt. And she's got a new book out, and we're going to be talking about doubt. It's all about overcoming doubt. So you step into the unknown, right? See things that you've never been able to see before, do things you've never been able to do before, and which might even feel impossible right now. But when you let go of doubt and uncertainty, man, your life gets better. So I'm going to take a break, and we'll come right back with my guest. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And as I mentioned, I have a very special guest with me today. Her name is Kat O'Sullivan. Kat, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you today. This is a really important subject. And for those of you that don't know Kat O'Sullivan, she's a best-selling author, keynote speaker, and long life change maker. She brings over 25 years of experience and excellence into personal and organizational transformation. Her new book, which is called From Doubt to Do, Navigating Your Pathway to Possibility, is a book that is really, honestly, it's a book filled with inspirational quotes, practical exercises that will help you to go from maybe to hell yes, so that your dreams can actually come true. So, Kat, it is so good to have you here today. It's a big subject.
It is a big subject, and probably more than ever, it's a big subject because we are living in a time of uncertainty, seeming impossibilities. I talk to a lot of people and they're just kind of paralyzed, with not knowing what's going to happen. And, you know, I think that the most challenging thing for me is hearing people say, oh my gosh, Kat, I would love to fill in the blank, but, you know, and then comes all the, you know, all the reasons, the doubts, the fears that are keeping them from stepping in to something that could really change their life and maybe even the life of other people on their path.
Well, I know I do talk about myself sometimes on this show, and I know for me that when I decided to move from San Diego over to the Phoenix area, Surprise, Arizona, that we had a lot of doubts. We had a lot of uncertainty going on as to whether or not that move would be beneficial to myself, our family, what would happen to our friendships. A lot of doubt and uncertainty, but, you know, we, Judy and I, you know, the long-term meditators, we're very intuitive. We tuned into it. We prayed about it. We went inside and we came out that this seems to be the most appropriate thing to do, given all the, you know, where we were. And we made the choice. And you know what? It's awesome. It turned out well. I know you made the same choice to move down to Guadalajara during the pandemic stuff. So, you know, that's us, but, you know, the show's not about what our experiences are so much as how do we shift our audience into that place, you know, where you get out of doubt and uncertainty.
Yeah. And it is about the audience. So, you know, I would ask your audience, you know, what is that thing that's just kind of tugging at your heart, you know, that you would love to do. And then, you know, what are the things that are keeping you from making that step forward? And I know your show is all about courage. And, you know, I have in my book, I talk about 4 C's. And the 1st C is courage.
Oh, because, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, nothing new, nothing adventuresome, nothing exciting happens without courage. Yeah. It starts there. And courage starts with really getting in touch with, you know, what is that thing that you really want to do, and shifting your mindset from one of impossibility to one of possibility. And, you know, we only see what we're looking for. And so if all we're looking for are all the reasons not to do it, of course, that's what's going to happen. On the other hand, I have a couple questions I always ask myself, and I would invite your audience to ask themselves when they're in that place of seeming impossibility. And the first question is, what if it is possible? Now, that's dramatically different from all the what if, you know, all the negative what ifs. This is a what if it is possible. And then the second question is, what am I not seeing yet? And that 3-letter word is so powerful, yet, because it opens the door to maybe there is a way. And what I have found is when I ask myself those questions, like in the middle of the pandemic, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what do we really want to do? Because, you know, that was a significant hit, challenge, a lot of challenges, especially living in the Los Angeles area, in terms of me wanting to make a shift to do something different. At a time when there was ultimate uncertainty. But it was so interesting. The minute I asked that question, you know, what am I not seeing yet? It was amazing. Like the next day, I see this article about a woman who had moved to Mexico and was living on her fixed income. And that was a big issue. Like, how can I make a significant shift at a time of such uncertainty? And it was almost like my success was keeping me stuck.
Yeah.
Because it was what I knew and I knew well. And of course, everyone said, oh, why would you want to do anything different? You know, and then the big should enters in, you know, what do you think you should do? But, you know, here's this article that just opened up that what if it is possible, you know, that allowed us to start exploring other possibilities that had I not asked that question and seen that article, I might have just stayed stuck in what I was doing.
Well, you know, I love your story. I love that, you know, where you moved in, you know, the we talked earlier today, you know, it's a 20 to 1 exchange factor, right? So if you're on a fixed income, right, let's say you have a fixed income of $3,000 a month and you move to a country that has a 20 to 1, now you go from making $3,000, you're equivalent to $60,000 a month, which is wild. And, you know, it's very interesting. Now that does change, I think, some people's perspective as soon as they go, really? That could be possible for me? I wouldn't have to struggle anymore. I could let go. Right. But people have a hard time of letting go, Kat. It's just a hard thing to do for a lot of people. What in the book, what do you talk about about letting go? How do you do that?
Well, first off, it's important to get in touch with what are those messages going on in your head, you know, because we all have them, right? And they're usually not the positive messages. They're usually the what the bleep are you thinking kind of messages, right? So the first thing is really just acknowledging what are those messages and then questioning them, challenging assumptions, challenging limiting beliefs, and again, opening yourself up to what if it is possible. And then you mentioned something earlier. Sometimes the next step through courage, because we have to move through it. We don't overcome it, right? We don't overcome the doubts. We don't overcome the fears, the worries, the whatever. We actually have to move through them. And of course, the first step is always the most difficult because that's where it's most uncertain. So ironically, making that shift from doubt to do is you got to step out and take that first step towards the doing.
But it's so scary. But Kat, it's so scary. It's, and a lot of people go into fear. Well, you know, and then they go into what if this happens? Is this on the negative side, right? So what do you suggest when that happens?
Well, again, I said I introduced kind of 4 C's, and the first one being courage. Yeah. Sometimes the next thing is the second C, which is clarity. So we got to get really clear about what we really want and be willing to give ourselves permission. And that's a biggie, because we're always looking for permission from everybody else. Right. So first off, we got to give ourselves permission to say, hey, you know what? This is what I really want. And the next thing is you've got to get clarity. I mean, real clarity. No, you know, no assumptions, no wishy-washy. But, you know, like when we were making that decision to move to Mexico, basically the first thing we did was create a checklist without regard to Mexico per se. But like, we want to do something fundamentally different. Well, what do we want that to look like? And we literally created a checklist of the things that we really wanted, what that would look like in practice, you know, in reality. And then it was about why, you know, clarity around what. And then the next thing is clarity around why it's so important. And that's really the clincher. You know, if we don't know, if we aren't clear about what we want and why it's so important to us, like why would we do this? You know, what's the consequence if we don't do it? What's the risk if we don't do it? And what's the risk if we do do it? And oftentimes the biggest risk is not taking a risk.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a break. And so we got the two C's, courage, clarity, and we're going to get to the next two C's when we get back from this break.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with my guest, Kat O'Sullivan, in just a second. I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you miss any of these shows. And do one thing for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your associates. Pass the show on. That's how we all learn, grow, and evolve. So if you're loving it, pass it on. All right, back to my guest. Well, okay, Kat, we got your new book out there. And by the way, for my listening audience, it's called From Doubt to Do. And you can get this on, take it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. From Doubt to Do. And it's Kat, K-A-T O'Sullivan. So go check out that book because this is going to help you change up everything in your life. Get rid of the most devastating success stopper there is, which is doubt and uncertainty. All right, Kat, what's the next C? And we got courage, we got clarity. What's next?
Yeah, so once we have the clarity to even entertain the question, what if it is possible, and we get clarity around what we want that to look like and why it's so important, that why becomes the bridge to the third C, which is commitment. And it's got to be a genuine, wholehearted, hell yes, commitment to be able to overcome any of the challenges that are inevitable anytime that we're doing something new, something different.
Yeah. You know, some people might say, it's hard for me to commit if I don't know what I'm committing to or what. So you're committing to the why is that I'm hearing the clarity you're committing. Once you get clear, you're committing to your clarity.
Yeah. I mean, once you know what you really want and give yourself permission to pursue that, mm-hmm. and you're clear about why it's so important to you, that genuine commitment is the thing that will allow you to take that first step. Okay. And that first step, as I said, is always the most difficult. And you ask the question, you know, well, what if, you know, I have a problem with commitment, you know, or the uncertainty. Okay.
So
it's only uncertain until you take that first step. And once you take that first step, it's amazing that it leads to the next step and the next step and the next step. And, you know, I admit I kind of hang with Tina Fey's thing of say yes and figure it out later.
Yeah. Well, you know? I love that. I know when I was making decisions, you know, I ran it by some other people that I trust and love, right? So that I could get that clarity and let go of some of my own self-doubt before I made the next steps, right? And I think that helps too. Yeah.
It does. I will say, however, that sometimes other people and fuel that doubt, you know, so we need to be careful who we're asking and how we're asking, you know, so because so often we get stuck in that waiting for permission from other people.
Right. Some people will test your resolve too, right?
So I have found that, you know, again, as long as you're not asking for permission, it's like, okay, let me share what I'm thinking about. And I'd love to get your feedback about that. You know, is there something that I'm not considering yet? Or, you know, to get more feedback and, you know, to help us think it all the way through.
Yeah.
As long as we don't get stuck in, like, I'm not going to do it unless everyone says it's okay. Because let me tell you, when we said we were moving to Mexico, oh my gosh, you can imagine all the things of, you can't move to Mexico. What do you mean you're moving to Mexico? You know, it's not safe. It's this, it's that. And Lord knows, you know, the media has done a lot to fuel those assumptions. And I have to tell you, we've been here 3 years, and that biggest fear around safety has been completely obliterated, because in 3 years, we have seen no evidence of violence ever since we've been here.
Yeah. In fact, it's probably pretty much the opposite. I don't know of any people out there that are more loving and calm and be in a service to one another than the Mexicans. I just don't. Well, the Indians are that way too. But, you know, there's different cultures, and the media fuels this. I believe the media has what I call the 1% rule, right? So what I mean by that is if 1%, it's probably a 0.5% rule. If 1% or 0.5% of the people are doing something, or something happens, like somebody gets attacked in Mexico, then now that's a story, and everybody's got to, you know, they put that out there, and you start thinking, you infer, well, if it happened to that person, it could happen to me, it could happen to my family, it could happen to the world. You know, it's that piece. Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point, when somebody brings that up, I just say, hey, wait a minute. Do you read the newspaper? Do you listen to the news in the United States? I mean, let's get real about violence and safety and security and everything. I mean, it's kind of like, But all that to say, I think the more clear we are, the more committed we are, the easier it is to, you know, to commit and take that next step. And the fourth C is capacity. What I mean by that is the willingness to learn into the unknown. To figure it out, what is it that we will need to learn to experience to move us forward, you know, step by step. And, you know, we have so many resources available today to gain new capacity, new skills, new ways of thinking, whatever capacity you're going to need to make that move towards whatever it is that you really want. And, you know, once you have that courage, you know, to even entertain that possibility, get the clarity, what, why, that you have a genuine commitment and you start building that capacity, everything just seems to fall into place. And then it's back to courage, full circle. It's kind of a cyclical thing, because once you've worked through that, then you're actually walking it out. And then it's the courage to keep walking. And I also find that those four C's can be a good diagnostic tool. If things start going off track, you can go back and say, well, is it an issue around courage? Is it an issue around clarity? Is it an issue around commitment? Is it an issue around capacity? And those are, you know, tools that can help you recalibrate as needed.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, I think that's interesting. Capacity is also an interesting one to explore a little deeper here on the show. You know, sometimes we, let's say with age or with mental acumen, we might not have the capacity to move into the next level, okay? I think we have to be real about that too. I want to explore that a little bit when we get back. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with that one little topic, but we're going to take a deeper dive into this book when we get back. So we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're putting Kat's new book on the screen right now, From Doubt to Do. From Doubt to Do. You can get it anywhere that amazing books are sold like this. Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, you know, other bookstores. I'm sure you can order it probably anywhere. So Doubt to Do. All right. Well, let me take a little deeper dive into capacity, and then I want to switch over to some other questions I have around the book. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. Let me get real here. Are we buying into anti-aging as a mindset? You know, like we have all these anti-aging things, right? But really, I mean, I think nowadays that is, I will admit, especially for women, but not exclusively, when we reach a certain age, it's like, oh, I would love to do that. But, you know, could I really do it at this stage of my life? And I want to say baloney, okay? I want to call people out on that and really ask you to challenge your assumptions around limitations because of age in and of itself. Okay, obviously, you know, if you've got Alzheimer's or something like that is a different story. But, you know, look at all the women, all the men who have done extraordinary things into their 70s, 80s, 90s, and even 100. So I think that is one of those assumptions and limiting beliefs that can keep people in that state of doubt. And
well, that's for sure. And you know, I'll just plus that too. I do another show. It's called Heal It, the Heal It Show. And I have doctors and practitioners come on that show. And I only have them come on if they know how to actually cure things, right? I don't have the ones come on that want to treat symptoms. You know, my journey in my own personal journey and through that show experience is that you can pretty much change anything, heal anything, grow, develop, just about anything. There's exceptions. If you've gone too far down the path and your body can't regenerate or something like that, there's always degrees. But, you know, if you're somebody that can take off the limitations like Kat is talking about, and you're willing to do that, like you're in a place, look at the results you're getting right now. By the way, I've been a life coach for 30 years, right? Look at your results. What's working? What's not working? What do you want right now? Like Kat said, what do you want? Go get her book then. Because listen, even though you know what you want, if you don't go down the path of stepping into, like she said, courage, clarity, commitment, and capacity, if you don't go through that process, chances of you succeeding go down. That's all I know. They go down. So if you really want to shake it up, that's what we need to do.
Well, since you brought up shake it up, I think the one thing that we have to acknowledge, or we have the opportunity to acknowledge, is that doing something fundamentally different than what we've been doing is disruptive. We got to acknowledge that, all right? The question is, are we going to allow that, are we going to utilize that disruption to create something even better? Because let's face it, when we look back, any really significant change evolution happens because something disrupted the norm or someone disrupted the norm. So I like to talk about creating a magical disruption. Mm. And that magic is not woo-woo, you know, crystal ball magic. It's the magic that happens when we choose to give ourselves permission to step out into the unknown and do something that could be, like I said, life-changing for yourself, for other people. It's, again, so much of this comes back to courage, as in the mindset aspect, and not allowing things to get in the way of what we really want.
Well, I'm a big fan of woo-woo, by the way. I love woo-woo. I let go of my own programming around woo-woo because I realized that again was the media putting down practices and people and things that they didn't understand, or that would threaten their financial capacity in some way, or maybe the funding for their shows. So, you know, it's we need to embrace, even all the conspiracy theories that were out there that now are facts. Well, okay. We need to really open our mindset. That's what this show is about, open your mindset. So I want to embrace woo with you, Kat. Let's embrace it. It's all good.
Now, like I said, you know, I'm known for saying, you know, when shift happens, it's time to make magic happen. We are the magic.
Yes. Yeah. You know what I know is that my wife and I have talked for years because we've done a lot of work on ourselves. We realize that if you do the work, then you're not so susceptible to, the work being done for you. Okay. In other words, you know, some tragedy happening because you didn't learn about how to eat. You didn't learn how to exercise. You didn't learn how to run your business. Okay. If you learn it, you grow into it. You know, we fail forward a lot of times. We're not 100%, perfect for sure. But if you embrace what Kat's talking about here, right, expanding your possibilities, going into the positive, well, what if this could happen for me? Then things start to shift in ways that are miraculous, magical, and synchronistic, right? That's the bubble we live in. Magic, miracles, and synchronicity consistently, right? When you move down to Mexico, I'll bet you the people, the places, the things, everything you need started showing up right for you, right?
Absolutely. From the minute we got off the plane, we had an amazing experience of the culture in terms of, we had our golden retriever on the plane with us and thought that she was going to be coming through a door. And instead, her big crate came out on the carousel.
Oh, wow.
With the luggage. Okay. And we're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Because we had like 8 pieces of luggage and this big, crate for our dog. And you know what? It was incredible. People saw what was going on and they came over. They immediately helped, manage all of that. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It was just incredible. And I mean, they didn't know us, we didn't know them, but they just didn't even think about it. And that's been our experience ever since we've been here. And, that whatever happens, there's always somebody there to, support.
Well, if you want to live an extraordinary life, you have to step into the extraordinary. And it takes courage, commitment. What's the other one? And capacity and whatever.
Courage, clarity, commitment, and capacity. Okay, it's the commitment piece we get stuck on, right?
It is. And what stucks us most of the time is just fear. It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of losing what you have, the fear of not getting what you want. These fears that show up, global fears that, and I love what you said earlier on. Notice the mind, notice your mind, be the observer of it. Notice and ask yourself, where are all these thoughts coming from? And I would ask, are these my thoughts? Are these my dad and mom's thoughts? Are they my school teacher's thoughts? Maybe something in my environment's thought. Where are these thoughts coming from? And what is it? I like what you said. What is it you want? That pretty much overrides all these thoughts most of the time if you get truthful with yourself.
Well, and I would introduce one thing a little deeper, which is not only what do you want, but what do you want to be known for?
What do you want to be known for?
And I talk a lot in the book about legacy. And, we tend to think of legacy as something that we leave behind after we're gone. But I want to share with your audience that you are living your legacy now. Every moment of every day, every choice that you make. And that's humbling. It's humbling, right?
It's very
humbling. And it's a reality. So, when you're thinking about this or that, think about what do I want to be known for? And how am I living my life? Am I living my life by design or by default? Yeah. We're going 100 miles an hour, and one day we wake up and realize, oh my God, we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So we need to stop and pause and figure out what is it that we want? What do we want to be known for? And what are we willing to be and do in order to move in that direction?
Well, I can just stop you there because my audience right now, I hope you, wherever you are, pause this program, get your pen and paper, and write down those questions that Kat just asked, okay? So let's repeat them again for those that need a double dose of Kat here.
Some questions that they could ask themselves is, you know, what is it that I really want? What am I willing to give myself permission to be and do? And why is that so important to me? I mean, as in, what do I want to be known for in this life? And what am I willing to be and do? And, you know, sometimes we get stuck. And I would introduce the question, which some may already be familiar with, but it really can help. And that is, what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail?
That's a really good question. What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? Oh, that'll unwind some old metal blocks, right?
It immediately, what I hear is, well, Kat, I would, but it's the thing that can trigger you getting in touch with what are those things that you're thinking subconsciously that you can make conscious so you can make a different choice.
You know, I was watching a Dr. Phil show one day, and he said some words of wisdom. He said, if you say but, everything that came before that is wiped out, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's wiped out. So, you know, if you say, well, I'd love to travel the world, but it's wiped out. Don't go there. I would love to travel the world, and I'm willing to what? Or I'd love to travel the world, and it's possible for me if I boom, 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 right?
Yeah. Well, and then it goes back to the, what if it is possible, and what am I not seeing yet?
What am
and
I
really
not
seeing? Living into that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, the other piece that I contribute to that is, how does it get better than this? I love that question. How does it get better than this? Not from a place of judgment, everything sucks. No, just from a place of asking a different question. Well, how does it get better than this? Well, how does it get better than this? Well, how does it get better than that? So we get unstuck. We get unstuck and we start looking. If you ask that question, by the way, look for the magic, the miracles, the synchronicity in your life. Just start looking for it because that's going to take you to the next level. All right. So benefits, Kat, from doubt to do, what are the benefits my audience is going to get when they read the book?
Well, I think they're going to have some tools and strategies and inspiration, to shake things up and get them thinking differently, open their mind to new possibilities. And I will share that the first part of the book is kind of the how-to, inspiration, whatnot. But there's a second half of the book, which is like a journal. So for each of the things that get introduced, you have an opportunity to do some self-reflection. And what are you going to do? You know, how are you going to take what you got in the first part and put it to practice in your life? So it's a very practical, you know, there's a lot of practical tools, strategies that you can immediately put into practice in your life.
I love it. Well, I'm almost out of time, but I want to say this to my audience. Why don't we practice what Kat taught us today? Because some of you are going, well, that would be interesting to buy that book. Well, I'm not sure if I should get that book. Will I read that book? Will I not read that book? Will I put it on the shelf like the last one? You know, the doubt, right? It's the doubt. What if you went, okay, today I'm going to practice what Kat has taught me, and I'm going to just go ahead and get out of this monkey mind, go into do, and go get the book. That's what I encourage my audience to do, because if you're one that has been this doubt, you know, wondering, doubting, you know, should I, shouldn't I do? The way we get out of it is we start to practice little steps. That would be a great little step for you. Go to Amazon.com right now and purchase the From Doubt to Do with O'Sullivan, K-A-T, O'Sullivan, From Doubt to Do. You can do that right now. I'm going to encourage you to do that. Kat, thank you so much for being here. I really, really enjoyed the conversation. Final thoughts for our audience?
Well, all I have to say is if you are ready to make a difference in your life and in the lives of people on your path, be willing to step out. to take that first step. And maybe the first step is buying the book. Maybe you heard something in this conversation that you can act on. Just one thing. You know, what is one thing you could do differently today to create a different tomorrow?
That's so powerful. I love it. Kat, thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for all of you, I want to thank you for listening. I also want to encourage you, if you would like to be able to be in the present moment, really be connected to this, what Kat has been saying to you the whole time, right? Maybe you've got some old, you know, ways of showing up, you know, maybe some old past programming that's not working for you. I have a free gift for you. Just go to my website, go to kendfoster.com, kendfoster.com. Scroll down the on the homepage, and I'm going to give you for free my release process. It's a process that will help you to let go of any kind of baggage that you may have, any kind of mental challenges that you've had in the past, maybe trauma, drama, guilt, shame, remorse, anything that's going on down there that you may not even be aware of, right? You may have some unconscious stress going on. You're like, why do I have all this stress? Well, you probably need to clear out what's underneath the surface. So that's for you, my gift to you. Hope you take it up, take me up on that. And from all of you, continue to look for and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and then you'll be able to do the impossible. Till next time.